Before volunteers are introduced into the drop-in space and helpline services, they must go through training which helps to increase their knowledge and their skills to help support our service users in the best way that they possibly can. This can be from practicing active listening to safeguarding procedures or myths surrounding sexual abuse. In this Survivors Network podcast, you will hear a few of our volunteers discussing exactly what this training can be.
Training's amazing. I can't thank Liv and Katie enough for it. It's really in depth and it covers such a range of things which we experience at Survivors Network or kind of coming into volunteering. The things that I heard were things that I'd been prepared for in the training.
It was over the course of maybe 3 or 4 weekends, and it involved coming here to the Survivors Network office, and we had some group sessions, some role play as well. We had a lot of discussion.
There is so much fruit and so many snacks and biscuits, which is really good to keep your energy going through hard days. There is always an icebreaker at the start of each day, and the topics covered are done, I think. So if you have a very hard topic, which might be quite triggering, or you know, you can always leave the room and Katie and Liv will follow you and make sure you're okay. But they kind of sandwich hard topics between really nicer topics if you can. And it's where, even if you're given information from first-hand users of Survivors Network, which is quite hard, you are very well supported through the process of volunteering.
We talked about how the Survivors Network policies worked, and it wasn't just about saying, here are policies and you have to adhere to them. We got to discuss and debate and really find out the rationale behind why policies were the way they were. Especially we talked about safeguarding, so really discussed what would happen if you thought someone was in immediate danger.
But I think one of the really special parts of it was to create a safe space ourselves. So bring in some of those things that we want the drop-in service to be. So for example, it would be feeling safe ourselves, confidential, being supportive, being non-judgmental, listening to others in the group and being respectful. So in that sense, it's a safe space to share, and that happened in our training, which is, you know, generated by the facilitators at Survivors Network, and then that's something that we carry through as drop-in volunteers when we do the sessions.
It covers everything from childhood sexual abuse to rape trials and even kind of things that our service users kind of have in common, which could be mental health concerns, it could be substance misuse issues, it could be exposure or kind of growing up in the foster care system.
One of my favourite things we did was that we role played. So that was one of the things which really, I think, helped us all feel a lot more prepared, was that we got a chance to go into groups and take turns, just one person, asking quite important questions, saying the kind of things that a survivor contacting the service might, and the other person practicing being able to respond in that moment.
But I think it did very well at preparing us in terms of active listening and the things that you can do that don't seem to you maybe like they're that important, but just being open and being really attentive to what's being said to you, even if you don't have like an answer or the perfect thing to say. They were very good at preparing you in that way.
The thing I've noticed since coming in and actually doing the volunteering is that the training prepares you for the worst case scenario, and even though in this situation a lot of things are just dreadful that you hear, it's the training sets it out that it's going to be like that all the time, but it's not, and I think that's quite important to reiterate that it's not always going to be that heavy.
It's nice because I found in my volunteer experience that we all bonded quite quickly because you're sitting in a room with people who have very common values with you.
We also all got assigned mentors, which was fantastic. So we always had multiple people to talk to if we had any questions, and we knew that whenever we were on shift, we wouldn't just be there with another experienced volunteer. There'd also be an on-call manager if we had any serious concerns. We also had a survivor who actually came in to speak to us one afternoon about how using Survivors Network had changed her life, really, and about her experiences of rebuilding her life, and that was, I think, absolutely fantastic. It was really made it concrete from this kind of theoretical idea of being supportive to just seeing the impact. So something that's ultimately very simple can have on one person.
It was just a really, it was a really lovely group. I think, I don't know whether I was just lucky with my group, but I'm sure it wasn't. And I think most people who come into this kind of role are going to be lovely.
So I think I really learned a lot, got to question a lot, questioned myself a lot, and at the end of it, found myself very inspired, much, much, much less scared, and suddenly part of this community of people who had committed to supporting and empowering survivors.
It takes a lot of courage to seek help, and we're here to help in your journey to heal. If you wish to find more information on the services that we provide, or if you're seeking a volunteering experience to support survivors, please visit our Facebook page or website under Survivors Network. Or you can even call our number at 01273 203 380. Thank you for listening.